Each month we like to get some no-nonsense building advice, and the only man to do that with, in my humble opinion, is Ken Lees. How are you, Ken?
Very well, thank you. You having a good year?
So far, so good, but it's only early yet.
Yeah, it's
that. Mate, I wanted to have a chat to you because, you know, we live in the Upper Hunter and sadly we're a little susceptible to earthquakes, and you must see some buildings from time to time with some cracks in the walls.
Yeah, well, that's a curved ball, that one, earthquakes. Cracks in walls, the contributing factors is earthquakes. Our clay in the Hunter Valley, we've got this susceptible clay, wet, dry, and shrinks and expands. There's all sorts of things that cause cracking in building. The earthquake in Newcastle taught us in a bit of a hurry how to work that one out. It leaves a different crack on your building altogether than soil movement or moisture in clay. They're all different, and a lot of them get disputed because it's one opinion versus another, but they're all a bit different.
Well, we have spoken before about, you know, houses on piers, the earth moves ever so slightly, and this can cause cracking, and it can certainly cause tension within a building. But if you have cracks like that, and we are in an area that get earthquakes, is it important to get something done about it really quickly, or is it perhaps something you could hold off on until, you know, you've saved up the dollars to fix it?
You really have to work out, or you really have to know what the construction basics of your house are.
Yep.
If it's a brick veneer house on a concrete slab and you've got cracks in the sensitive areas, normally it'd be the sensitive corners or the plaster or cracks over doorways, because a doorway is effectively a 7-foot crack, and it's just a little bit from there to the ceiling. That's normally a clay issue. It's normally when it rains, water is a solid. When it gets into dry clay, it expands the clay. And overall, a house, that can lift up to 30 or 40 millimetres. It's quite enormous.
Yep.
A brick veneer house on timber, particularly on the sloping site, we've discussed this before, you get water under the floor and it sits there and gets into the clay and expands the clay. And, of course, the poor old timber floor goes up and down. The sun comes out the next day on the outside and dries all the clay or soils or landscaping on the outside, but under the floor it's still wet. So you get the external walls start to hemorrhage. They're all saying, well, are we up or are we down? Of course, they move outwards and you get that hairline cracking.
You know, from now on in, I'm always going to refer to a doorway as a 7-foot crack in the wall. Thank you very much for that.
Well, in structural terms, it's a weak point. Yeah.
If you see a crack starting, perhaps a good idea would be to get an expert in construction to have a look at it, to make sure that things are okay from the beginning. I mean, you don't want to leave these things too long.
Definitely. Well, even up here you've got the seismic issues around the mining companies.
Yeah.
They're very professional people. Don't get me wrong there. They know which way is up. But you can get seismic waves. See, a seismic wave in firm ground such as rock, it's a long curve. As soon as it hits water, or aquifaction, they call it, as soon as it hits water or a high table of moisture somewhere, the graph goes up and down like a teeth on a saw.
Yep.
And that's when it really affects the buildings. It will be quite predominantly earthquake damage. You'll see you have corners that have separated and vibrated against each other, but when it's over, they go back tight and you just get a hairline crack, whereas a settlement or moisture under your floor, the crack will stay open. So that's basically how you start it all off.
Well, he knows his stuff, ladies and gentlemen, and we would always encourage you, because the advice that we give here is general in nature. If you've got a concern regarding your building, have a word to an expert like Ken Lee, and you can get him on 0414 49 4448. Ken, as always, thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks, mate. Catch you later.